Vic Mayer.
Matty Ryan gets a really strong hand to that one. And that could be the key save in this shootout. It's Australia's to win now, thanks to their Premier League shot stopper, who has come up with two massive saves.
Yeah, Mark Schwartz-Resk last night in the penalty shootout. Two huge saves for Matty Ryan. A great effort as the Aussies went all the way to penalties with Uzbekistan and prevailed 4-2. To chat about that, Archie Thompson joins us on the line this morning. Socceroos and Melbourne Victory legend. Good morning, Arch.
Morning, mate. How are we?
Now, should we be introducing you as footballing superstar or fast bowler in the National Jockeys cricket game yesterday? That was Bryce McGann, your captain here, is telling me you bowled with some serious heat.
Mate, I was lucky to push past medium pace, to be honest. But the one down that bloody line, I had to bowl that. But it was good fun, mate. Great cause, so had a great day.
Fantastic. Now, the Socceroos straight through on penalties. It took a little while. 4-2, Matty Ryan, he's really making his mark as one of our great goalkeepers. He's played a lot of football for Australia, and you kind of forget he's still only sort of 26, 27 years of age.
Yeah, well, look, he's obviously doing so well in the Premier League. He's been between the sticks for the national team for as long as I can remember, and I actually think that he's a lot older than what his age is. I think it's because of his experience, the confidence he shows when he's out there, and that's the reason why he's number one and why he's doing so well. And you know, I had no questions that he would have some say in that penalty shootout, because I was confident of the players that were stepping up, but he was just a superstar last night.
Yeah, certainly the good players rise to the top, and he did that today. How have you pulled up, Archie, very quickly about the cricket game? You've pulled up okay, no sore muscles?
Funny enough, but yes, I am sore. And yeah. The funny thing is that I was only on the crease batting for two runs, so I faced two balls and I was out. And then I'm a little bit sore because I was kind of covering for a lot of the old fellas out in the field. So they asked me to come over here and back up me or get in behind there. And so I was a bit of a lap last night, yesterday, but it was good fun.
Archie, you were everywhere in the field, and I appreciate your efforts. Well done. And you can throw as well, so it was much appreciated.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
But more importantly, the Socceroos, that they move on in the Asian Cup, which is a good sign. But their first half was a bit lackluster, but a much improved second half had them controlling the game, but still can't get a score.
Yeah, well, look, I think Uzbekistan were great that first half, and technically all those players watching them were really skillful. I felt the second half that we started to dominate a little bit more, and they didn't have too much options up front. We pressured really high. So it was just, I felt like we were going to score in that sort of normal time, but it didn't eventuate. But, you know, it went to extra time, and anything can happen in extra time and penalty shootout. But, you know, that's the experience. And I don't know the result of the next game that we were sort of depending on. I know that we were hoping that maybe it might have, well, it looks like we're going to be playing
the UAE.
We're going to have to be better. I know that, when you progress through tournaments like this, obviously the opposition's got to be a little bit tougher the money end of the tournament. We need to improve. We need to keep improving. I see massive improvements already from, you know, when we lost to Jordan to where we are now. I thought Tommy Rogic was outstanding. He's looking the biz at the moment. And with Leckie coming on, in the sort of 30 minutes to come in that normal time and play another sort of 20 minutes on top of that, that's good signs because I thought he made an immediate impact when he came on.
Yeah.
Then we've got, if anything, I would like to probably see the top end change a little bit. Maybe with McLaren playing more of an impact role, because I think the boy that came on, for the life of me, I can't pronounce his name, but I thought he was quite good too and gives something different. So we're going to have to obviously pick up, recover well, and I know it's not easy after recovering after 120 minutes of football, and it's more the adrenaline than really the body. So I think they'll recruit well and know what exactly they need to do for the UAE game.
In terms of Matthew Leckie and his impact on the national side, he's been one of our best attacking threats for the last couple of years. Would you give him a full start next time and hopefully he can get through an hour? I know he hasn't played a lot of football over the last couple of weeks through injury, but would you back him in for, you know, the first hour and then maybe bring someone else on like a Jamie McLaren?
No, look, it sort of depends on how he pulls up, I suppose, from his little cameo last night. I mean, because he hasn't played much football, and you would know that practicing, like training and playing are two different intensities, and you've got to see how he recovers from that. But I wouldn't risk it. I wouldn't throw him on into the starting lineup, because I thought Amar Mabil and Connor Meadies are doing well enough.
Yep.
But look, when it comes towards the sort of latter end, you want your experienced players and your better players out there. So it would depend on how the result's going, I suppose, during that match. But I wouldn't think you would risk him coming on, but because you want him sort of nice and fresh come towards semi-finals or finals, which I think we can make.
Tell us about Chris Economides. Now, he's almost been the find of the tournament for the Socceroos. He's come back to Australia and playing his football now at the Perth Glory, so you've seen a lot of him through the A-League, and he's one of the only A-League players in the entire squad. So his improvement, where has that come from? Is it just playing with better players around him, or has he just found something extra at national level? What's he been able to bring that's different to his previous times as part of the Socceroos?
Well, look, I think it's more opportunities. It's getting the opportunities with Socceroos. I mean, he was very fortunate. There was a few injuries coming in. Boyle, there were two key sort of injuries that were up front. So he kind of slotted in there. And we've seen a lot of him through the A-League, and I think he's outstanding. I love the way he plays, the way he takes players on. He's something different. I think Mabil and him bring something different, because they like to take players on, and I think that's something that we haven't seen too much of. I mean, Lecky and Cruz have been doing it at more Lecky, but sort of Cruz has sort of fell away a little bit. I think just his body, a lot of travelling and stuff sort of taken its impact, but still he can have a big say in this tournament. But look, I think he's been fortunate with injuries, and he's taken his opportunity. And that's, I think, that's the sort of nice thing about it. I mean, we saw what he can do in the A-League, but it's A-League and then there's international, and he's stepped up and done well. If anything, I would like to probably see him do a little bit less.
Yep.
But, you know, that's the enthusiasm of youth. They want to try to take on everyone and you know, and probably should release it a little bit earlier. But that's experience, and he will learn that. He's a real find. I'm excited to see more of this kid, because I've sung his praises all year. Just as he makes intelligent runs, holds balls up, scores goals. It's what you want from a young player.
Tommy Rogic now misses the next game too, which is a massive blow with his yellow card. So he won't play against the UAE. Who might we see in that number 10 role?
Gee, good question. You might see Longo go up there. Longo, there might be a little alteration in the midfield that one of those would go up there. You could see Economides drop in there and maybe push Lecky out wide.
Yep.
If that's a possibility to start. I mean, there's a number of options you could go, but I actually didn't realise that he was going to miss this game. And seeing how well he's been playing of late, that's going to be a huge loss. And you want him actually in that to be playing. So it'll be interesting to see what Arnie does. But, you know, he's sure he's confident in the squad that he's got. And the players are probably confident they can do a lot in this tournament, knowing that they're in the quarterfinals. And, you know, anything can happen sort of this end of a tournament.
Well, let's hope the Socceroos can keep going and try and defend their Asian crown as deep as possible. Archie, great to have you on the show this morning, mate, and all the best over the next couple of weeks as we both support the Socceroos, hopefully through towards the final.
Okay, cheers, boys. Thank you very much.